Neil Smaltresk isn't a stranger to Texas. He spent 25 years here, much of it at UT Arlington, chairing the biology department and as dean of science. At UNLV, he was known as an idea guy. At the top of his agenda for UNT, he says, will be to hear from everybody.
So it's about having a cogent, shared vision for where we're going to go. And you say it out loud, and you budget for it, and your institution can move very rapidly.
Smaltresk says he also wants to be realistic about what the university can and can't do. He says a successful institution is one that knows how to fill in the gaps of a community and also work with its strengths.
I want to understand from the private sector, from the public sector, what they feel they need from their university in terms of workforce, in terms of invention, in terms of innovation, in terms of economic diversification. And if you can put all that together, then you're going to have real power as an institution.
Lee Jackson, chancellor of the UNT system, says one of the things that made Smaltresk the top candidate for the job was his background. He's a biology researcher who's published more than 50 papers and book chapters.
It's significant because it is harder for universities to recruit sitting presidents. We think it's a recognition not only of the strong financial climate in Texas, which is now attractive nationally, but also of UNT's progress.
Jackson says part of that progress includes the addition of a new engineering college, but he says UNT needs to build its reputation as a research institution.
There's strength in a number of academic programs, and there's a solid foundation to build on. And I think that moving us from where we are into top-tier Carnegie status should be something that is within our reach if we plan carefully and budget accordingly.
Smaltresk will start that planning when he settles into his new Denton office February 3rd. Stella Chavez, KERA News.